And if you had a good bit of wind in the morning and not much in the afternoon, you'd say it looks like the wind is
going down.
And in October, you look out on the grass and there's some white stuff on the grass. It's not snow, but you had the heavy
frost.
You never call that a freeze. In fact, it was so cold that night that the lake
iced over. That would be a freeze.
That would be a freeze.
Mm-hmm.
The room where you might sit in the evening and read the paper is what room in the house?
Living room.
Do you ever call it anything else? You used to call it something?
Not our place. I've known places called parlors. We never did. Not where I live now.
Mm-hmm.
My old home where I was raised, I think we had a parlor. We live in two small quarters now.
Okay, and if you had a furnace, you'd have to have a place for the smoke to go up. The smoke goes up the
chimney. Not the chimney.
You're on to me. You can probably perfect a better system than I have at the moment for sheets of paper. I'll get better at this. This is a new one for me. I've never tried it quite this way.
If you had some more of that carbon, I could sort them out while you're asking the question.
Good old. Would you name some of the, I list this 6A, by the way, a separate page. The other rooms that you might have in the house?
In our particular house?
Yeah, or any house would have. Houses that you've lived in.
Dining room, kitchen, bedroom, den, bathroom.
Would you, let's see, kitchen, and then what? Dining room?
Den. I don't know what you got there now.
Dining room, kitchen, and den. What else?
Bedroom. Bathroom. Attic.
You ever call the attic anything else?
No.
Never called it a garret?
Oh, I never did, but I know they do.
You've heard it, but you never used it. Okay. Let's see now. Do you have a place where people walk in the front door and they're standing in the front? They ever have a word for that place? Sometimes they don't walk right into the living room. They have sort of a separate...
Well, we have that fancy... I just call it the entry. I don't know. I have a name for it.
I wouldn't call it a hall.
Well, you would in some cases. But yes, in front of the house, they have a hall. This is just a little place to step into. Maybe it's a hall, maybe it isn't.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's a possibility, anyway. Let's see. We've got the living room, dining room, kitchen. We had the living room before. Kitchen, dining room, den, bedroom, bathroom. Okay. Missing any? I guess not. What, by the way, do you call the, you said you had an attic on the top. What do you have on the bottom, down below?
Basement.
Do you ever call that anything else?
Why, some, yes, it's called cellar.
Do you make a distinction between a basement?
Well, yes, a cellar, in my opinion, would be a place where you, it's under the house, but it doesn't contain a furnace and all that. Places for fruit and all that sort of stuff. It's just excavation under there, walled in. This one is more for utility use, in my opinion.
Okay.
This is very glaring something.
Your opinion number one. We're from all from different parts of the country, and the way DuPage County people say things is not exactly always the way we say them. We always learn something.